Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Now, one of my favorite topics, high school football. Brad Lumine, All-Star Sugar Bowl Prep Football Roundup, joins us. Brad, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me, Noel.
Brad, it's going to be a little chilly tonight. It ought to be a little frisky for everyone. It's going to be interesting. A lot of historic matchups.
Yeah, 2 weekends in a row that we actually have football weather. We don't get that much in South Louisiana, so everybody needs to get out there and enjoy and watch your Friday night football game. We got a bunch of them on tap. We got a bunch that we're going to have tonight, reporters calling in, and then some huge rivalry games that are going to be played.
So tell us about them.
All right, well, first one, Hawnville-Destrehan. It's a battle for St. Charles Parish. You know, Coach Lou Valvin comes in sometimes with us on the show. He always jokes that in an election year, the food is awesome at these games. And this is an election year. You know how that is, Noel. There's runoffs.
You got to love it, huh?
Look, they're going to be politicians cooking and supporting both sides. They're going to have jambalaya. They're going to have gumbo. You go out there, that's going to be the place to eat in St. Charles Parish.
Absolutely.
But if you're not
it's just
the game,
a short drive from Metairie, too.
Exactly. Look, if you're not going to the game, Coach Valvin always gives people this advice on this week in St. Charles Parish. If you're not going to the game, at about 7 o'clock, go to the Walmart in Luling, because there will be no lines and you can get all of your early Christmas shopping in, because everybody else in the parish is packed in the stadium in the game. So the one night of the year that there's no lines at Walmart and Luling is the night you got to go. That's tonight. So that's a huge battle. Look, Hawnville is coming off of a loss. They were undefeated. Jesuit took them down last week. I wouldn't want to be playing Hawnville right now on coming off of a loss. That's what Coach Robichaux and the Wildcats are going to have to do this week. It's going to be, a ground game, because Hawnville's running back, Darrell Evans, he's a 1,000-yard rusher. But Destrehan's got a 1,000-yard rusher as well, Kyle Edwards. And these two backs are two of the premier backs in the state. They're going to go to battle tonight. It's going to be a hard-fought game. It's a rivalry game.
Absolutely.
You never know how those come up.
How about next game up?
Next game up, Jesuit Rummel. Look, we just talked about the Blue Jays. They just took down Hawnville last week, 24-14. They were able to control the line of scrimmage. And Jesuit right now is number 5 in the PowerPoint rankings, and it's important because the top 4 get a bye. If they happen to pull the upset over Rummel, they might have enough power points if that happens, and Brother Martin, who's number 4 right now, loses to Curtis. If that happens, Jesuit might be able to squeak their way in with a bye. Don't know if that's going to happen or not. It's going to depend on a lot of factors and who wins tonight. But, look, that's going to be tough to do because Rummel just is continuing to roll. They gave up 2 touchdowns to Curtis. One of them came. Guggenheim had a huge run on the first play of the game. Curtis scored. But Rummel's defense made some adjustments. They shut down Curtis the entire second half. They didn't allow a point the rest of regulation. And it came down to Curtis's offense and Rummel's defense. And Rummel's defense stopped Curtis for the 2-point conversion. And that's why they're undefeated and sitting atop the Catholic League. So the Jesuit-Rummel rivalry tonight is going to be a huge one. And then those guys are going to be watching that Brother Martin-Curtis game. So, look, I said I wouldn't want to play Hawnville coming off a loss. No, I wouldn't want to play John Curtis
coming off a loss. JT Curtis. There is no telling what he told those kids. might have been the longest week of their life.
And you don't want to play Curtis coming off a loss. Here's an interesting stat for you. The last time John Curtis lost consecutive regular season games was in 1974, when you were a sophomore at Carrollton and Banks.
That's right.
That's unbelievable. A long time ago, Newell.
Yeah.
I don't want to play Curtis coming off a loss. I don't think Brother Martin's going to like that tonight. But Brother Martin's got a good team. Their offense is clicking. Their defense is pretty stout. And that's going to be a huge matchup tonight. Another, Catholic League rivalry game. Brother Martin's trying to, as I said, stay in that top 4 so that they can get that playoff bye next week and get a home game the week after that.
Yeah, this could be one of those games where Curtis puts the pedal to the metal and never lets the pedal off.
Yeah, well, they definitely have something to prove. They're going to be reeling off that loss, and they're going to be looking to, get back atop on that Catholic League ladder.
Got a little battle on the North Shore as well, I understand.
Yeah, we got a good one. Mandeville and Covington. You know, Mandeville this year, they're sitting at 7-2. They're 5-1. They're battling with Slidell right now for a 6-5A district title. They're on the cusp of hosting a playoff game next week. So it's a huge game for Mandeville. A lot of implications for district and playoffs for them. They've got a great offense. We've talked about it a lot this year. Devin Todd, their quarterback. Kids pass for over 2,200 yards this year. He's got 28 touchdowns. He throws to Will Shepard, which if you're Covington, you got to put two guys on Will Shepard. He's got 1,200 yards receiving and 23 touchdowns on a year. So
is he available for the Alabama game?
Look, there are going to be a lot of good receivers in that Alabama game, too. But boy, look, a lot of homegrown guys. You know, yeah, Jamar Chase, Romo Grad.
Absolutely.
Jefferson's out of Destrehan. Terrence Marshall's on the, from the north side of the state, but still another Louisiana guy. And Devontae Smith for Alabama is an 8-meat product. So there's a lot of Louisiana receivers. Will Shepard's one of the next best ones coming up. Mandeville is going to try to get that win tonight. Again, try to host that playoff game. They're looking to hopefully get a share of the title. But, you know, another North Shore game that's going on is that they're going to watch is that Slidell versus North Shore. Slidell right now is just really good. Coach Favre's got his team exactly where they want them. North Shore hasn't they're winless on the season. So I think Harlan Dixon, who's a running back for Slidell, he'll probably hit the 1,300-yard mark for the season tonight. And their quarterback, John Autry, is probably going to hit 1,800 yards passing tonight. I mean, he's got 1,800 yards right now. He'll probably hit the 2,000 mark tonight. And I think Slidell and Mandeville, that's going to be those two games, Mandeville, Covington, Slidell, North Shore, and the winners and losers are going to decide the 6-5A title tonight.
Absolutely. And then we have Riverside and Country Day.
Riverside, Country Day. Look, Country Day has an odd schedule. Coach Chango has two open dates on his schedule. So their record is a little – we're in week 10. They're 4-3 right now. This will be their eighth game of the year. Riverside right now, we're talking about power points. Riverside is sitting at number 14 in the power points. And in their division, which is Division 4 on the select side, they only take the top 16 schools. So Riverside, their record's 2-7. They got to make sure that they get a win tonight because they want to secure themselves a spot in the playoffs. They run the risk of maybe falling out with a loss to Country Day. To win tonight, they're going to have to stop Tulane commit Justin Ibieta, and that's easier said than done. He's a huge kid physically. He's about 6'4", 220. He can fling it. He can run it. You say you got to stop him, but doing it's another thing. So Riverside's going to have their hands full tonight with Ibieta and Coach Chango and the Cajuns. Another district matchup right there. Both teams sitting at 1-1 trying to vie for a top of that district. So that'll be a good rivalry between those two schools.
Brad, you'll be reporting out all these games through the weekend for us at WWL.com. And what time can they tune in for you?
Tune in tonight. Alan Waddell and myself will host the roundup shows, the most comprehensive roundup for high school football in the entire nation. We're going to broadcast as 38 states east of the Rockies. Tune in on 870 from 7 to 10:30. We'll have all the winning scores, we'll have all the winning coaches, and we'll have all the updates for all our listeners.
As always, we look forward to it because that's where we get the scores when we're out and about. Brad Luminate, thank you so much for joining us. We really appreciate it.
All right. Thank you, Noel.
That's Brad Luminate, All-Star Sugar Bowl Prep Football Roundup, 7 to 10:30 tonight, interviewing coaches, giving you the latest on these rivalry games. This is when high school football gets really fun. We'll be right back.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.